Communicating slash inverter system control and why you can't mix brands. How communicating slash inverter systems replace individual 24V switch legs with a proprietary serial data bus between thermostat, air handler, and outdoor unit. Why every component has to be the same brand slash family, and how to troubleshoot and fall back to legacy control when the bus won't talk. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A conventional system is a bundle of dumb switch legs. The thermostat closes R to Y for cooling, R to W for heat, R to G for fan, and each component just does its one job when it gets 24 volts. A communicating system throws that model out. Instead of separate on slash off wires for each function, the thermostat, indoor unit, and outdoor unit are tied together on a small serial data bus, usually just two data conductors plus power, and they talk. They exchange airflow demand, capacity, stage, sensor readings, and fault data as digital messages. That conversation is what lets an inverter system modulate smoothly, self-configure airflow, and report detailed fault codes. It's also why you can't bolt parts from different manufacturers together and expect them to work. How it works. Each communicating component has its own control board with a microprocessor. They share a bus. Commonly four wires, two for the 24 volts power they all run on, and two for data. The data pair carries a back-and-forth digital protocol the boards use to coordinate. A cooling demand no longer means send 24 volts to Y. It means the thermostat puts a message on the bus. Indoor zone needs this much cooling, and the outdoor inverter board decides how hard to run the compressor, ramping it anywhere from a low idle to full output. The indoor board sets the ACM blower to the matching airflow, and they keep adjusting in real time as conditions change. The whole system behaves as one tuned machine instead of a collection of relays. Here's the catch. That protocol is proprietary. Each manufacturer designed its own message format, its own handshake, its own data structure. Brand A's outdoor board literally does not speak the same digital language as brand B's thermostat or air handler. There's no industry standard communicating protocol that lets them interoperate. It's not like 24 volts, where everybody agreed on the same volts and the same letter terminals. Even within one brand, families and generations don't always cross-talk. So a communicating system has to be a matched set, thermostat, indoor unit, and outdoor unit from the same manufacturer's compatible lineup. Mix brands and the bus throws a no communication fault and nothing runs or it falls back to a crippled mode. In the field, confirm it's actually communicating before you touch it. Look for a four-wire bus instead of the usual R/Y/G/W bundle, branded communicating thermostats Infinity, Comfort Link, and the like, and labeling like a /B/C/D/1/2/3/4 rather than the standard letter terminals. If you see a normal stat with Y/G/W, it's conventional. Treat it conventionally. Match the family, not just the brand. Check the manufacturer's compatibility chart. A communicating thermostat from the right brand can still be the wrong generation for a given outdoor unit. Polarity and terminal order matter. Unlike a 24-volt switch leg, the data conductors usually have to land on specific terminals in the correct order across all three components. Swap the data pair and the bus won't establish. Follow the manufacturer's terminal map exactly. Many systems support a legacy slash conventional fallback. A lot of communicating equipment can be reconfigured to run as plain single or two-stage on standard 24 volts thermostat wiring. You lose modulation and the rich fault reporting, but you can get a customer heat or cool while you wait on a matched part. This is your emergency play when the only stat on the truck is a generic one. Read the codes off the board slash stat. The big payoff of communicating systems is diagnostics. The thermostat or the equipment display will hand you specific fault codes and live data airflow, stage, sensor temps. Use them. That's information a conventional system never gives you. Normal values and targets. Bus power. The components still run on 24 volts class 2 power. Communication rides alongside it. Typical bus conductor count, 4-2 power, 2 data is the common arrangement, though terminal labels vary by brand. Modulation range. Inverter compressors commonly run anywhere from roughly 25-40% up to 100% of capacity, ramping continuously rather than jumping between fixed stages. Airflow. The ACM/variable speed blower is commanded over the bus to match capacity. There's no manual CFM tap to set the way you dip switch a conventional air handler, the system sets it. Interoperability. Zero across brands. The only supported configuration is a manufacturer matched set. Common faults and what they mean. No communication slash com loss error, nothing runs, broken or miswired data pair, swap data polarity, a mismatched slash incompatible component, or a deadboard. Verify the bus wiring and that every piece is in the brand's compatibility chart. System works but won't modulate, runs full blast or single stage only. It may have dropped legacy fallback mode, or a component isn't truly communicating. Confirm all three pieces are talking on the bus. Intermittent comm dropouts. Loose data terminal. Conductor chafed against sheet metal, or a marginal connection at one board. Reseat and verify continuity end-to-end. Generic thermostat installed, system dead or barely functional. A conventional stat can't drive a communicating bus. Either install the matched communicating stat or reconfigure the equipment to its legacy conventional mode. One brand's part swapped and after a failure, comm fault. The classic mix brand's mistake. There's no adapter that makes brand A talk to brand B. Source the matching component. Tech tips and gotchas. You cannot mix brands. Period. No dongle, no jumper, no clever wiring makes one manufacturer's communicating gear talk to another's. If the tech made it work, they almost certainly dropped it into legacy 24 volts mode. Not true communication. Carry the customer with the legacy fallback. When you're stuck waiting on a matched part, reconfiguring the equipment to conventional single/two-stage on a generic stat can restore basic heat or cool. Document that they're running derated until the right part arrives. Lean on the diagnostics. The detailed fault codes and live data are the best reason these systems exist for a tech. Before you start swapping parts, read what the system is already telling you. Respect data polarity and terminal order. This trips up tech's use to 24 volts is 24 volts. On the data pair, order and orientation are not optional. Set it up per the commissioning sequence. Communicating systems usually want a guided setup at the thermostat equipment type. Airflow accessories. Skipping it leaves the system misconfigured even if the bus is talking. A comm fault isn't always the board's. Check the simple stuff first. A single chafed or backed out data conductor will take the whole bus down and look like a dead component. Safety slash code notes. Communicating components still run on 24 volts class 2 control power. The transformer primary is line voltage. De-energize at the disconnect before working inside any cabinet. Data conductors are low voltage, but must still be supported and protected per the applicable class 2 wiring provisions of the electrical code. A chafed data wire is both a comm failure and a wiring integrity issue. When you reconfigure a communicating unit to legacy mode for an emergency, you're changing how the equipment protects itself. Staging, airflow, restore it to full communicating operation with the correct matched parts as soon as practical.